Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Let the word of my mouth be as fire, and let it consume every chaff in the life of your people. Let it be a lamp and a light, giving direction to everyone in the journey. You sent your word and it healed them, and your word delivered them from all their destructions. Let your word heal this morning. Let your word deliver this morning. Let your word direct this morning. And take all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. In the school of success, access to details is a guarantee for distinction. In the school of success, access to details is what guarantees your distinction. You don't make good marks just because you have facts. It requires adequate facts to make good marks. And everyone will understand what I'm saying when you write your exam. Everyone that failed an exam has some facts, but it didn't have enough facts. For instance, I'm answering some questions and I said, this is question number 5 I'm answering. That is a fact. And I succeeded in defining the object of that test. That is another fact. But that's only 1 point out of 10. And that equals 10%, which is F10. Now you see, I have some facts, but I don't have enough facts. So when I see people say, we have done everything, and yet it's not working. I said, you have done most things, you have not done all things. When you do all that is required, because God cannot deny himself, it must deliver. It must produce. It is my prayer that in this great journey, no one here will justify himself anymore against God. No matter how hard you justify yourself, we have come to conclude, let God be true and all men liars. You are not where you are because God is weak or because God cannot perform or because God cannot deliver. According to God's word, we are where we are because we don't know better. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Now, the last 3 Sundays of this month, including today, we'll be exploring details in the school of success. And I mean, they may look very minor, but without them, you can't move forward. Details. One Peugeot automobile company management staff was talking to me many years ago, and he said, a Peugeot car is made up of about 3,000 parts. How many parts? 3,000. 3,000 parts makes up your Peugeot car. About 3,000 parts. Come and see details. Now, ordinary contact set can get your car grounded. Ordinary contact set. Ordinary spark plugs can get your brand new car grounded. So those who don't mind details end up as victims of frustrations. So they keep on justifying themselves forever. It's not just water and engine oil that keeps the car in motion. Ordinary battery head can get you grounded. The battery head of your car, that little piece that you screw on it. And if you look at what Jesus said or what the word of God says in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do all. Come and say all. Now, so in the school of success, You require details. You require what? Details. Otherwise, you'll be granted. And observe to do all that he commands you this day. And observe to do all. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1 to 14. He said, then the Lord your God will set you up on high above all nations of the earth. So when you have details, you end up distinguished. He will set you up on high. So you need details. Instead of accusing God, ask him, what lack I yet? What lack I yet? And Jesus said to that young ruler, one thing thou lackest. He has kept many things from his youth. He said, but one thing thou lackest. And it was proved right. That to inherit eternal life, because you can't eat your cake and have it. You are already worshipping your possession. And you can't serve two masters. You are worshipping your possession, worshipping your position, so you don't have a place in heaven. You are already in your own heaven in court. He says, sell all that you have. Because that is your major blockade to your place in heaven. And he went away sorrowful. He said, you are touching my sensitive part. You are, go with your heaven, I go with my goods. Jesus caught him. One thing. He could feel hell around his life. He wanted heaven. But that is what he must do for his heaven to open up. And he wasn't ready to do it. So he was granted. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law, and the theater group did that very excellently this morning, shall not depart out of your mouth, but shall observe to do all. To do all. Then you make your way prosperous. And then you have what? Good success. I believe the cheapest way to learn at the feet of Jesus is to constantly be inquiring of what you lack. Stop celebrating what you know. If you know enough, you'll be free long ago. There is something more you need to know to get across to where you are going. What lack I yet? What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be healed? When you come to that level of relationship with God, you will be flowing with revelation continuously. You'll be flowing with revelations continuously. Only those who ask questions are entitled to answers anyway. So if you have no questions, you are not entitled to answers. In the school of revelations, question is the master key. What must I do, Lord? What will you have me to do? Most of the things Jesus said in scriptures were in response to the questions that people ask. So if those questions were not asked, those lights may not be there. Or, in the school of success, detail is a requirement. You need details. You require details to maximize your potentials in God. You require details to maximize your potentials in God. And like we said the other time, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of details. He will guide you into all truth. He searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He will teach you all things. I'm into your remembrance, all things, whatever you have heard of me. So as we explore these details, some of these details, I mean, just some of them, you know, for these next three Sundays, I'm sure God is going to put you on the highway of hitch-free success. And the true proof of success, it's not just sustaining results, it's increasing in results. Amen. It is getting results in successions. The path of a just man has a shining light that shines more and more onto a perfect day. That's why some people, they will say, he was a success. He was a success. Oh, he was one time a big success in business. He was. So if you are not increasing in results, you are not branded a success. You are not called a success. It is the continuity of your results that qualifies you to be called a success. Is someone hearing what I'm talking about? Because the path of adjustment is a shining light that shines more and more onto the perfect day. That's very important. That's why we must be after details. In our quest for sustained success in our pursuit. Amen. Amen. Also, we recognize that in the school of success, light is your password. What is it? Light. Arise and shine, because your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And then they shall begin to say, who are these that fly as the clouds and as the doves to their windows? Now, what does that mean in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 22? It implies that light is a requirement for your desired flight. Every high flyer flies on light. They fly on what? Light. Arise and shine, because your light is come. It's not because your prayer has come and your fasting has come. No. Arise, shine, because your light has come. You now know what to do. You know which step to take. You know what approach to give your target. Light. Arise and shine, because your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall be seen upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles will come unto your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. That means your success will break the pride of the wicked world. Your success will command humbling attention. When you have access to light, and what is light? The entrance of thy word giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto the simple. So the revelation of the truth is what we call light. When you come to know what the maker says must be done for his product to maximize its potentials, and you are doing it, then there is no way you won't command attention. Can I hear you say amen? This is very important. Light. And when he was talking about this supersonic success in Deuteronomy 28, he said, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and observe to do what he says, all that he says, said that the Lord your God will set you up on high above all nations. So God's word is the master key to a world of unending success. God's word. If you want to maximize the use of your equipment, you must familiarize yourself with the manual. It is your depth of understanding of the manual that will help you maximize your value for your piece of electronic equipment. Otherwise, you can blow it up the same day. You can blow it up the same day. So this book is the creator's manual for his creature to maximize their destiny. That's where the light is. And in John 1:5, to let you see what that light is, he said that light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot handle it. You see, when you walk in the light, you are in command of every harassment of darkness. So much is said about the devil, as if the devil and God are equals. The devil and God are not equals. It is our ignorance that makes the devil look equal with God. Now, have you ever seen darkness launching a successful attack on light? They say, darkness, where are you going? Say, I'm going to fight that light to finish. As you approach to the light, you lose your existence. So there is a way you walk in the light that makes the devil non-existent. I can't imagine Jesus and Satan. I say, come on. He said, I won't come on. Move. I won't move. I can't imagine that. When they saw him coming, they were, shee, have you come to the soil before the time? Light. Light and darkness don't belong to the same realm. There's a level of revelation you walk in that darkness appears as non-existent. A young man came here sometimes to see me in my former office in town. Himself and his wife. And this man was in tears. I've said humorously many times, when a woman is in tears, there may not be much problem. But when a man is in tears, something serious must be happening. Amen. Because women are far more emotional. Even when you say you are a fool, you can be crying. But a man just thinks that is, that's your view, and you are entitled to your view anyway. And she, he was crying. And I said, what for? He said, anything he touched, nothing worked. That Satan had been after him so hard. I smiled. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I share with them how powerless Satan is when you walk in the reality of your redemptive rights. And after that, I gave him two books to read. Satan Get Lost and Overcoming Forces of Wickedness. And I said, see me in a week's time. When he came to see me the next time, the same weeping man was beaming with laughter. Smiles all over him. There was no point asking what has happened. He said, I read the books. He said, but you look partial in the book. You don't seem to believe Satan has any power. The thing has entered him. He has come to discover that he's not on the same plane with the devil. He's seated in high places in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. It has dawned on him that he is the one who allowed the devil to be humiliating him. And I said to him, by reason of where you are seated, no matter what he poses to her, he does not have any rating compared with what you are loaded with. Now, I give to you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. You have power over all their powers, so they can handle you. Now, with that light, it was off. Darkness only harasses when the intensity of that light is not adequate. If you put a candle lamp here, the candle light on this altar, its effect is next to nothing in this sanctuary in the night. So the abundance of revelation you are walking in will determine the level of authority you will always wield. Very important. Light. You can't do without that. Everything is there to make you a success. It does not only tell you it exists, but it shows you what you must do to enter into it. Now, it's also important for us to know that the Church of Christ is in her success season. Come and say success season. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they knew not the time of their visitation. We are in our season of success. The Church of Christ is in her season of success. And if you miss your planting season as a farmer, you have to wait for another. If you miss your planting season as a farmer, you have lost that season. In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Isaiah 2, 1 to 3. And one nation shall say to another, come ye and let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall proceed the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. In the last days, come and say in the last days. When? God is saying prophetically that in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. The success of the church will humble the pride of the world in the last days. Now, Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, he repeated the same prophecy verbatim. In the last days. Micah 4, 1 to 2. In the last days. Now, how do I know this is the last days? On the day of Pentecost, Peter was speaking. He said, this is that which was spoken by prophet Joel, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. If 2,000 years ago was qualified to be called the last days, then this must be the later end of the last days. Or like I said humorously, the last days. The later end of the last days. So we are in the very, very center of the very last days. And let God be true and all men be liars. That means we are in our season of success. Come and say, our season of success. Say with me, I am in my season of success. Isn't that some light for you? Are you getting something out of here now? Now also we should recognize that we have a heritage of success in Christ. Come and say heritage. We have a heritage of success in Christ. Ye are the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth. A city set on an hill that cannot be hid. Matthew 5:13-15. So according to the words of Jesus, redemption delivers you a heritage of success, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Success simply implies outstanding results, to stand out in your pursuit. Jesus said that's where we belong. Thirdly, we have a heritage of success in the Abrahamic covenant. Galatians 3:13. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth upon the tree. That the blessings of Abraham may come unto us who are Gentiles, that we might obtain the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, so when you are born again, you have a heritage in the Abrahamic covenant. And that covenant is a covenant of success. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Is that not what God told Abraham? Genesis 12:1-3. God said to me, to him, get thee out from thy kindred, from thy country, into a land that I will show you, and I will there make of you a great nation, and I will bless thee, and thou shalt be a blessing. That is the ultimate of success, to make you what? A blessing. To make you a blessing. You become a fountain of fulfillment, a fountain of joy to others. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, very important. And if you are born again, the Bible said you have a heritage in the Abrahamic covenant. That means you have a heritage of success in the Abrahamic covenant. Now look at those three things. Prophetically, the church is in our last days. So you are in your season of success. By redemption, you are destined to succeed. Because you are the light of the world, which makes you a pace setter. Come and say pace setter. Yes. You set the pace. They want you to know which step to take. You are the salt of the earth. You are relevant to the existence. Come and say relevant. You are relevant to the existence of mankind. Salt carries universal value. Every part of this world, salt holds a high level relevance. Not only for taste, but a requirement in your body. When you become salt deficient, you are sick. That is a disease in your body that requires salt. I'm not a medical man, but I know that. That means certain things will be missing in the world until you fulfill your own place in destiny. That is a place to occupy that holds an answer to certain questions in the lives of mankind. And when you put all of that together, it becomes interesting, therefore, to be committed to searching out the required details or finding out the missing links in your own concept, in your own approach. The Bible said the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them because he knows not how to go to the city. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. It's very important for us to get acquainted with this truth. It will get us very fast to where we are going. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. We'll be looking at one fundamental issue this morning. I'd like you to first note at the onset that behind every success story is a secret. Behind what? Every success story is a secret. Job was speaking in Job 29 verse 3, as it was in the days of my youth when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. And you know, Job was the master success of his time. The Bible said he became the greatest man in all the East. He became the greatest. Come and say the greatest. In Job chapter 1, he became the greatest. And like that old man said in that drama, he said, be followers of them who through faith and patience does what? Obtain the promise. We are going to explore some aspect of Job's life, but I want to pick out something very important. The Bible says, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good ways? We are in our Father's trod and walk in it, and you find rest for your souls. That means you get your desired results. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. You get your desired results. You get your desired results. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. You get your desired result by embracing the path of the patriarchs. How did they get across to where they were going? And in that context, we'll be looking at the power of trust. What do I call it? The power of trust. From the opening scriptures this morning, we read these very powerful words. Some trust in chariots. Psalm 20 in verses 7. And 8. Some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Or on the other hand, we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are what? Risen and stand upright. That means at the root of your triumph is that seemingly little component called trust. They are fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. They trust in chariots, they are brought down. I'm falling, but we are risen and standing upright. So at the root of every enduring triumph is trust. Come and say what? Trust. Trusting in the Lord. It's your guarantee for a continuing triumph in your pursuit in life. No matter the challenges that may come your way, as long as this component is in place, your destiny is secure. Very important. In these great days of these days that celebrate motivational lectures, people have become much more self-confident than they are God-confident. And so majority are confounded. Because woe unto him that trusts in man and maketh the arm of his own flesh his strength. He shall be like a heat in the desert. He shall not see good coming. He shall inhabit the parched places of the earth. And a land not inhabited. That means he will end up desolate. Jeremiah chapter 17, you remember that? Beginning from verse 5. So there is no future in self-confidence. But there is a great future in God's confidence. I read in my Bible, except the Lord builds the house, what happens? They labor in vain that builds it. Psalm 127, verse 1 to 3. Except the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen are awake, but in vain. He says, in vain you get up early in the morning, go to bed late in the night, eating the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Hey, listen. That is your strength. It's not enough a guarantee for success. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. By strength shall no man prevail. That means success is not answerable to your strength. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I looked and I saw under the sun that the battle is not to the strong, neither the race to the swift, nor yet favor to men of skill. It's about time and chance. The time is what happens. But I say it is light and choice. Light and choice is what determines your place in destiny. Knowing what God says and choosing to do it. Can I hear your amen? Very important. So now look at what he said in that Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, that the battle is not to the strong, the race is not to the swift, neither yet favor to men of skill. That means no matter what you possess, it is not enough to guarantee you success in your pursuit. Very important. I'm trying to get you to a point where you see how much this word trust carries in your pursuit. It's so important. It's so crucial. So it's not enough for you to be strong. It's not enough for you to be skillful. It's not enough for you to be talented. It is important for you to understand the place of the God factor in your pursuit. That's very important. That's crucial. The Bible said, it is not of him that willeth, so self-determination is not enough. Nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Romans 9:16. So your determination is not enough. Your commitment is not enough. Not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So the God factor is the ultimate determining factor of your destiny. The power of trust. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. So trust is the taproot of destiny. Trust in God is the taproot of destiny. Trust in God is the taproot of destiny. You'll be standing upright because you are tapping directly from source for your sustenance. When the taproot is gone, the life of the tree is gone. Look at this great man called Job. Let's read a few things about him. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, verse 1, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. So you don't have to be crooked to make the most of your business pursuit. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Come and say the greatest. Now in his days, the East was the center of civilization. Just like we have the West today in America. But that's coming very fast to Nigeria. Amen. That's coming very fast to Nigeria. Because every move of God moves people forward. But when you make a religion of the move of God, you lose its realities. Every move of God moves people forward. Every move of God moves people forward. And this move of God in Nigeria and in Africa will move this continent forward. Can I hear your loud amen if you are there? God is not preparing us just for heaven. No. We are the salt of the earth. We are not the salt of heaven. We are the light of the world. Heaven doesn't require any light. The Son of God is the light thereof. But we are the light of here. That's why everywhere you have a powerful move of God, there is, you know, an economic revolution following, an industrial revolution following. It is the sequence since God created the world. So this move of God will not end up with clapping and fasting and praying and jumping in church. No, it will not. Very shortly, the church of Christ, through you and everyone sitting down here, will become the greatest employers in Nigeria. That's the order. I share with you, we had a call from New York Times in New York City. And they were coming down here to Nigeria and they wanted to have a coverage of this church because a book just came out in America that is titled The Next Christianity. What is it? The Next Christianity. And that book exhaustively postulates that the next move of God is from the Southern Hemisphere. And that is our section. And that this country plays a major role in it. And I had New York Times saying, haven't heard so much of what is happening here. It is their delight to come and give this place a 1 hour, you know, documentary coverage on what is happening, how it's happening, and what's going on. The Church of Jesus. That's the thing. You may not find anything good in Nigeria, but you find a good church in Nigeria. I said, good church. Hallelujah. Good church. You may find every company stealing and robbing and doing 419, but to find Christian companies in Nigeria, forthright, honest, and making waves. That's what God is all doing. I'd like you to recognize that. He was the greatest man of all the men of the East. A man that feared God. And I should evil. He was too connected to God to join the world in doing their evil. He was too connected to God. How did this man get there? Job chapter 2. And verse 7. Let's look straight now to verse 9. Job had his problem in verse 7. Satan went forth and smote Job, and he took a potsherd to scrap himself with her. Verse 8. And he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife, verse 9, unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Do what? Curse God and die. The wife said, are you still connected to God? Curse God and die. And he replied, why are you speaking as one of those foolish women? I'm standing with God till I draw my last breath. God is my source. And if I've lost anything, I must make sure I don't lose God. Job stood with God, cursed God and died. And hear what Job said. Verse 10, but he said unto her, thou speakest as one of those foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all these, did not Job sin with his lips? Now listen. Whatever God does with me, notwithstanding, my position with God remains intact. That's what Job is saying. That thing didn't come from God. He said, but it will not take me from God. Hallelujah. It will not take me from God. Now you see, when your strength fails in the day of battle, the Bible says, then your strength is little. That tells you the depth of this man's connection with God. He took pots, broken pots, scratching his body. He was sitting among the ashes. And he was saying, Jehovah is the Lord. Jehovah is the Lord. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is the Lord. That's why the way I came and said, are you still trusting God? Jehovah is the Lord. Jehovah is his name. He began just celebrating his God in the midst of his crisis. Where others have gone away and thrown in the towel, he kept on celebrating his God in the midst of his humiliation. That shows you the strength of his trust, the depth of his connection with God. Chapter 13 and verse 15. Come and say details. Job 13 and verse 15. Look at what Job said. Though he slay me, what? Yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Can I hear your amen? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I want to say this to you, God's people. It is the quality of your trust that determines the quality of your destiny with God. Even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I will maintain my ways. I will maintain my own ways before him. I will maintain my trust in him. He also shall be my salvation. For an hypocrite shall not come nigh before him. I love that. Verse 16. He also shall be my salvation. Even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I trust him. That's what happens. It's not I'm believing God for something and then, when will it come, when will it not come. Somebody asked me many years ago, he said, Brother David, what do you do between the time you give and when you receive? I said, I've never thought about it. I'm not giving to a herbalist. I'm giving to God on the platform of love. I can trust my life into his hand because I'm safe in the hollow of his hand, no matter what's happening all around my environment. Many people are testing God instead of trusting him. See, oh, this is the tithe for this month. I gave last month, I didn't see anything. The month before I gave, nothing happened. In fact, last year, before I stopped, I gave for 6 months, nothing happened. If after 3 months, nothing happened this year, I won't give again. They are just busy testing God instead of trusting him. Those who test God are never free from trials. It is those who trust him that are entitled to triumph. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Stop tempting God. That won't get you to where you are going. It will make the journey continually longer. But that won't be the case for you in Jesus' name. Now, Job 23. Look at Job speaking now from 8 to 12. Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. I'm backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth walk, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. For he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, what happens? I shall come forth as good. I can't see him, but I know he's there. When he's finished with me, all of you will know I am his finished product. He knows the way I take. I look for him, I can't see him on the left, on the right, in front. But I know that he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Come and say, trust. I can't see him, but I trust him. I can't feel him, but I trust him. I can't see him, but I trust him. I can't feel him, but I trust him. That was Job. Now look at what he said. My foot has heard his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his mouth. Come and say, trust. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I have esteemed his word more than my necessary food. His word have I kept, and I have not declined. Even in the midst of his crisis, he was steadfast. He was immovable. Can't you see that prophecy came to pass? After he has tried in what happens, he came forth as gold. I'm glad to announce to you the end has come to every of such crises in your life. If you can re-engineer your trust in God, say, I'm not going anywhere. Now listen to me. I have made some very interesting statements time and again. Because at the onset of this ministry, God showed me a revelation, a very powerful one. He said, my son, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? Come on, let's try it now. Everybody, make one of your eyes to look up and one to look down. I was before the Lord by myself alone, and I tried it because He said, can you make one? Since I have two eyes, I can make one to go up and one to come down. I tried, it didn't work. And the Lord said to me, anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But they looked unto me and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Psalm 34 and verse 5. They looked unto him and they were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. So to escape shame and command continuing success, your eyes must be focused on God. Your eyes must be focused on God. Your eyes must be focused on God. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? I said no. Anytime you are looking unto men, never claim to be looking unto me. But they looked unto me and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. When your trust is intact, your shame will give way to success. I said, when your trust becomes intact, your shame must give way to your success. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? I therefore believe that up absolute dependency on God is what guarantees a colorful future. What do I call it? Absolute dependency on God. He said, cast not therefore away your confidence. It has a great recompense of rewards. Great results. Hebrews 10:35. Great results. But it delivers with patience. It delivers with what? It delivers with patience. The Bible says, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may obtain the promise. Hebrews 10:35 to 36. You have need of patience for confidence to produce maximally. You need confidence. You need patience. You need patience. You need patience. I said to God, whatever you cannot give, may I never have it. I said to God, whatever I don't have, I don't need now. Why? Because no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Whatever he has not given is not good enough for me now. I said to God, even if you stop answering prayers, if you don't answer prayers anymore, you will still be my God. The one you have answered before is enough. Even if you say there is no more heaven, I will still be following you. Wherever you are going, I will gladly be going with you. May I say this therefore? He has been my confidence, my defense, my sustenance, and my strong tower. It's my only meaning of life. He has never done me one wrong thing. Whatever went wrong at any time, I must be the one at fault. I love you to understand this. He said, for without me, you can do nothing. John 15 and verse 5. He said, abide in me, and let my word abide in you. For without me, ye can do nothing. That is, live your life totally out to me. I am the best handler of your destiny. Somebody's listening this morning. I'm saying this in truth. There's a limit to how far you can go if you can get anywhere at all without God. Can you imagine Jesus saying, I can of my own self do nothing? So without a genuine commitment to the eternal source, every man remains eternally helpless. It is the helps of God that makes a high flyer. You remember the case of Uzziah in 2 Chronicles and chapter 26, verse 5. He sought the Lord. This young chap was 16 years old when he became king in Israel. 2 Chronicles 26, beginning from verse 2. I mean, he was 16 years, and then verse 5, he began seeking the Lord. And verse 7, God helped him. Who helped him? And verse 15, the Bible said, he was marvelously helped until he became very great. It is the level of help you can assess that determines how high you will ever fly. So your trust in God is the custodian of your destiny. Can I hear you say amen? Paul said, we are the circumcision that worship God in spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, and we have no confidence in the flesh. Two-thirds of the New Testament was written by that man. He said, we have no confidence in the flesh. He did not attribute his input to his legal practice. No, we have no confidence in the flesh. He said, I count all things but dung, that I may win Christ. Very important. I can do all things. He said, don't get me wrong, through Christ who strengthens me. That man was God confident all through his journey. And you can't preach a full gospel today without mentioning the name of Paul the Apostle. The gospel cannot be full without him. And yet, that man had no trust in himself. The cheapest way to become a victim of frustration is to embrace the theory of self-confidence being peddled around the world today. I'm glad to let you know, God confidence is what guarantees a great future. Job stood firm. They mocked him, but he made it. You will make it. I said, Job stood firm. They mocked him, but he made it. You will make it. Everything in this premises today is debt free. Come and say debt free. It's begging free. Come and say begging free. It's pressure free. Come and say pressure free. You know why? Because God is responsible. God is made responsible through unflinching trust in him. Unflinching what? Trust in him. Now listen. By July, we were still roofing this structure. And by September, we were going to dedicate it. And quite a few people began to stagger. Will this come to pass? Will it be true? Will it not be true? I was on my journey on a trip to Kano. And in the morning in that hotel, I was just celebrating God and enjoying myself. I have never put myself under pressure on God's behalf once. It would be stupid for me to be troubling myself for God. Can I help him? God is more than enough to help himself anyway. So, and I was worshiping the Lord that morning, and the Lord said to me very powerfully, it took me 6 days to build the wall and the fullness thereof. I would not need 3 months to finish an ordinary building. I was fired up in my spirit. I came down and I said, gentlemen, September 18th is a reality. 2 months, too much. It was 2 months. 2 months, too much. God who built the world in 6 days will not require 1 day to finish a tiny building somewhere. He did it. Amen. We never had 1 naira overdraft in the building of the phase one of Covenant University. Not 1 naira overdraft. Our banks offered to be of help. But the question is, if God cannot build it, then who will run it? So you can come down there and say, this is the house that God has built. God built it. No wonder God is running it in a grand style. Can I hear your amen? I don't know what you are confronted with now in your life. God is more than enough. If you don't shift your trust from men, it will tear down your destiny. He says, send us help, oh God, because vain is the help of man. What if the man dies today? What happens? What if he disappoints you? What happens? At the root of true success is that factor called trust. What is it? Trust. They that trust in the Lord shall be like unto Mount Zion that cannot be removed but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from this time even forevermore. He shall not allow the rod of the wicked to rest upon the lots of the righteous. Let the righteous people throw their hands unto iniquity. Psalm 125, verse 1 to 3. So whatever trust delivers, trust preserves. He protects. Because it is impossible for a lion to catch a prey and then a monkey come to contest with the lion. That's why the Bible says, whatever the Lord does, it shall be what? Forever. Because God will surround it like mountains around about Jerusalem. I say, well, anybody who can dare it, come in here. Let me see you. So you don't only obtain results by trusting God. The result is preserved by trusting Him. Can I hear your amen? Amen. You can't beat this factor in the school of success. You can't beat this factor in the school of success. Very powerful factor. The power of trust. My loveliest hymn in our old church is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take Him at His word. Just to rest upon His promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. How I proved You over and over. Jesus, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him more. That is what makes this journey all time triumphant. Triumph at home, triumph at work, triumph in your career, triumph in your business. Because of trust. Because of what? Trust. Because of trust. Friends, there is no substitute to this heavenly factor. I trust Him above all else, including myself. My confidence in myself is below zero level. In man, it is absolutely extinct. But in God, it is absolutely intact. When that becomes your approach, life will become extra buoyant. He didn't create you to dump you. He created you to beautify you. Salvation is designed to beautify the saints. So you have a place in God. And when you put your trust in Him, no man or devil can displace you from your place in God. This is the power of trust. Now, with faith, you celebrate results. But with trust, you celebrate all the way. Results or no results, God is true. God is faithful. Amen. Amen. That's what happens. Somebody asked me, Brother David, do you ever have problems? I said, maybe it came, I didn't know. Maybe it came and I didn't know. Somebody can introduce himself to you and you don't remember his name because you don't have much doing together. Maybe problem came, I didn't know. I'm too busy celebrating God all the way. Celebrating God all the way. Celebrating God all the way. Now, what am I talking about? Faith celebrates results, but trust celebrates all the way. And you saw Job celebrating all the way until he celebrated into his ultimate trial. And the later end of Job was far better than his former. That's what trust does. That's what trust does. I don't know what is happening, but I know that my God is in control. I can't tell what, but I know my future is secure in His hand. Paul said, and I am persuaded that is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. That's trust. Abraham wasn't operating in the realm of faith, he was operating in the realm of trust. He staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith. That's what you call trust. Strong, strong, strong. He was strong at heart. Knowing that whatsoever God has said is also able to perform. He stood firm with God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But was strong in faith. The realm of trust. And 25 years after, the breakthrough came that generations upon generations have been celebrating forever. I don't care how long you wait. If you keep trusting Him, your desired change will soon come to light. Your desired change is coming 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 to light. Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Job 14:14. I am going to wait because I know my change is coming. You won't be at that same level forever, because you are in your season of success. I said, you won't be at that level forever. This year, your position is changing for the better. This year, your position is changing for the better. This year, your position is changing for the better. This year, your position is changing for the better. This year, your position is changing for the better. I'd like you to profess before the Lord, I have found a resting place in you. I'm going nowhere else. I know my change is coming. And my guarantee is that my change is coming from you. I'm going nowhere else. In Jesus' precious name. When there is life, there is hope. Job said, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. What you can't see, you can't possess. Can you see a change on your way? Can you see success on your path? Now begin to profess what you see, because you are in your season of success. Begin to profess what you see. Begin to declare what you see. You are not ending your journey where you are. There is a future waiting for you. Blessed be God. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. This week will be a week with a difference for you. All through this week, it shall be triumph all the way. No trap of the enemy set on your path will have effect on your life. Every pit that the enemy digs for you, they shall fall into it themselves. No evil report is permitted to come your way all through this week. You are blessed and your household is blessed. All that sail with you in the boat, under your roof and in your offices, for your sake, they are declared preserved. Your business this week will experience a new beginning. In your career this week, good news is coming in your direction. Because you have come for light, darkness will have no more effect on your life. Whatever your desires have been for coming to the house of God today, as you go, you will discover you have been cleansed. No sickness on your body will pass through that gate with you. Because upon Mount Zion there is deliverance. So deliverance has come for you now. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. We also pray for all of our students here. This week shall be a week of a new dawn for every one of them. Both at the Faith Academy and the Covenant University, we decree the helps of God for everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. For all of us as a family, this week is declared a week of new beginnings. And as we come to partake with Jesus at the feet washing service, every benefit, every blessing that accompanies this covenant will be ours in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. death is not permitted in anyone's family this week. Robbery, harassment is not permitted on any life this week. Kidnappers, we have no access to anyone under this roof this week. We decree peace for this great nation. We decree progress for our great country, Nigeria. In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. Or send your testimony through email bishop@winnerscananland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Otta, on Thursdays, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., on Sundays, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.